Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to this short Bible program. The Apostle Paul was led by inspiration to say in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that we are all to speak the same things, to think the same things, to believe the same things. And as you read there in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 10, which is that's the gist of it, then if all of us are going to do that, then that means it's so vitally important that we simply speak where the Bible speaks. There is no desire on my part to cause any conflict or for there to be any kind of religious disagreement among people. I simply desire for us to do things like the Bible says for them to be done. Now, different people say, well, you have your way of looking at how the Bible says to do it, and I have mine. But there is a difficulty in communication here. If I sit down with you and you're talking about things that simply aren't mentioned in the Bible, then it's hard for me to see where you're coming from. Now, let me give you an example of that. When I go and look at some literature, I have a tract in front of me, for example, given out by a certain religious group, and it says on here, converts, born-again Christians, are to be received into the church of God through water baptism by spiritually alive, called of God ministers. Well, let's consider some of the terms that are used here. Converts, born-again Christians. Now, it's hard for me to think sometimes of the word converts being used in the Bible. Be converted, as the Bible mentions in Acts chapter 3, I guess is the closest place I can think of at this time. And if you're talking about somebody being converted to Jesus Christ, then we are talking about born-again Christians. And so I believe that's why it's mentioned one right after the other in this tract. Converts, born-again Christians. A convert is a born-again Christian, and in fact, to be born again is to be a Christian. There's a little bit of a redundancy in terms there. I don't mind that so much. I know that's getting kind of picky. But how does somebody get born again? In Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus in John chapter 3, in verses 3 through 5, he says that we must be born of water and of the Spirit. Now, if we're going to be talking about that and the process of being born again, then good and fine. But notice here that it is assumed that people know what's included in being born again. And then you go on and it says, well, they are to be received into the church. Well, who does the receiving? Who receives people into the church? That's the Lord himself. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, the Lord added unto them, or unto the church, daily such as should be saved. So God is the one who will take care of that. So when it says they are to be received into the church, I guess that means, you know, how we are supposed to receive people. Well, if someone comes to me and they say I'm a Christian, then, you know, they've simply told me that. It's up for the Lord to decide if they are actually a Christian. And someone says, well, who do you actually fellowship then? Who is a part of the church at Mount Gilead? Well, everyone who has been converted. That is, those who have believed on Jesus Christ, those who have repented of their sins, confessed their faith in Christ, and been baptized for forgiveness of sins. Oh, well, somebody says, but what if somebody just says they've had an experience with the Lord? Well, here's where the problem gets to be. I don't really know what people mean by an experience with the Lord because there's no Bible place I can go to hang my hat on when it comes to that phrase. Where do I go to say, well, here's somebody that had an experience with the Lord and that's what people mean by that? They might mean a million different things. As it says here in this tract, they are to be received into the church through water baptism by spiritually alive. Where does the Bible ever say received into the church by baptism? Now, if we're talking about being baptized into the body, as the scriptures mention in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13, then that's fine. Then I know what you're talking about. But using terms in an unbiblical way, or a way that the Bible simply doesn't mention them, that's what causes us confusion in religion. That's why somebody says, well, I believe it differently than what you do. It's because one person is using Bible terms, and another person is using, well, just whatever vocabulary they just made up. It is the plea of the churches of Christ for us to all speak the same thing. We do that by speaking where the Bible speaks, and to be using terms and words in ways that the Bible uses them. There is so much confusion out there in the religious realm, and it causes those who do not believe to be confused likewise. Let us all draw under the banner of the Scriptures, because these are the words of life that tell us of Jesus Christ and His sacrifice for us. If we all just do exactly what it says there and not try to make up our own way or make up our own vocabulary, then we will come to an agreement. Then the world will see us unified, and they will come to a knowledge and way of Jesus Christ. There is some further things that are said here. They need to be baptized, it says, by called of God ministers. Well, I understand the word called, as used in the Scriptures, in many different places, but this called of God ministers. What kind of ministers are not called of God? And if that particular phrase is not used, then you see, once again, that's where the confusion comes in. It goes on to say in this tract that I received, a prayer life naturally follows a Christian experience, it says. Once again, this idea of Christian experience. Now, when I believe on Jesus Christ, then my belief is an experience of sorts, but it's my own personal belief. Now, if somebody wants to say, well, that is your experience with the Lord, well, there's more to it than that. You can't just say, well, I believe, therefore I've had an experience with the Lord. What do you mean prayer life follows a Christian experience? What is a Christian experience then? If I don't find that phrase in the Bible, then I would rather talk about those words the Bible actually does mention. Do you mean when I believed on Jesus Christ and that's all that's included? No, you say, I mean, when you went ahead and you made a commitment to the Lord. Well, commitment to the Lord, where do I find that in the Scriptures? Do you mean when I actually repented of my sins? Now, I can find repentance in the Bible, so we can talk about that, and I know where you're coming from, because it's in there. But if you talk about these concepts of having an experience with the Lord and having an encounter with the Lord, then that's where we have religious confusion, because I don't know what you're talking about. And when I discuss things with people as I meet them out in the community, this is sometimes how that I'm just left dumbfounded. They mention something about their religious experiences, and then they're not related to anything I can find in the Scripture, so I don't really have much comment to make on that. How can I say anything about how you personally feel on it? All I can speak to is what the Bible actually says. Once again, the plea of the churches of Christ is that all of us can come to an agreement and fulfill the prayer of Jesus Christ in John 17 if we will just begin speaking where the Bible speaks, use its terms, follow after God's way as revealed in the Scriptures, and not try to make up our own vocabularies or our own systems of salvation. I also find it peculiar that as I look through this tract and I find in so much different religious literature that they avoid, like the plague, the book of Acts. Now, why is this the case? If the book of Acts gives us one case after another of Bible conversion, and you find that starting with Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost and then going one example just right after another, then why would we not go there to see how people were saved? But instead, folks will go off to, beginning way back in the Old Testament sometimes, even before Jesus ever came to the earth, and start talking about how to be saved in Jesus Christ. And they go on down and they look at different examples of before Jesus died, when Jesus had not yet completed his ministry on this earth, and so we weren't living under his will. He lived under the law of Moses. And so when Christ gave himself and his life for us, it is then we find that his will kicks in, just like all of our wills kick in after we die. And so naturally we would look to the next book, which is the book of Acts. And there you find how people respond to the will of Jesus Christ. Do you want to respond to Jesus' will and testament? The New Testament for us today clearly gives us Bible example after Bible example of how to be saved. If you will just do what you find there in those examples in the Scripture, beginning with the book of Acts, and just look and see, well, if that person did it and they were saved, then I'll do what they did. Go to the next example if there's something that you wonder about or you have a question. You see what they did. You put them together. You simply follow after what the Bible says using its terms and God's ways, and then you'll know that you're on a safe footing with God. You'll know that you're right with Him. And all of us will have done the same thing, and we will be one religiously. Isn't that a wonderful thought? I encourage you to study your own Bibles. See if what I've said is not so. And as you examine these truths in the Scripture, then follow the godly examples given before and do exactly what they did. Don't worry about some of the systems and religious ways of man. Just go to your Bibles and do what they did, and then you'll get what they got. Salvation from Jesus Christ our Lord. If there's any way we can help you with this from the Mount Gilead Church of Christ, if you have an interest in biblical unity, then contact us at 487-5342. Come over and visit us in our worship services starting Sunday morning with our Bible studies at 9:30 a.m. And come every time you have opportunity to visit us at the Mount Gilead Church of Christ. I thank you for listening this afternoon. For the Mount Gilead Church, I'm Tim McHenry.